Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning. You're tuned into Coffee at KYUK with host Greg Kim and guest Kimberly Hankins. It's all yours, Greg.
Thanks, Erin. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. The Lower Kuskokwim School District started school this Monday, some remotely because of COVID-19 cases in the community. This morning, we're going to talk to LKC Superintendent Kimberly Hankins about how that's going. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Greg.
Kimberly, it was announced previously that Bethel and New Napichuk schools would open remotely to start the year because of COVID-19 cases there. This pandemic is changing so fast. I'm wondering if any other sites have been forced to go to remote as well.
Yeah, great question. Yes, over the weekend we did transition three other sites to remote learning. So in total, Bethel schools and four village sites opened full-time remote learning, and the rest of our sites opened with the hybrid model and or parent choice of full-time remote.
Mm-hmm. And would you be able to share the names of those communities, or is that private information?
Sure, I can share that. So in addition to Nunap, it's Akyuk, Agula, and Napakyak.
Okay. And is this because of COVID-19 cases currently there in the community?
Cases and or concerns, proximity to areas where there are cases and concern for that.
I see. Okay. Can you tell us about how remote schooling is going in those schools that are closed down right now to students?
Sure. Well, everything is going well, to my knowledge, and I want to just take a moment to say thank you to all of our teachers and staff and our principals across the district. Everyone has been working incredibly hard to get the school year off to a good start. And I also want to say thank you to our parents and to our students for everyone's flexibility and adaptability during this time. Remote learning is going well. Many of our schools over this week, you know, have distributed materials to students. They've held Zoom open houses and Zoom grade level meetings. They've made individual calls to students and parents, really trying to give a review of what to expect this school year for both cohort students that will be in person and for students who will be learning remotely all year for parent choice. Just really trying to make sure students and parents understand the procedures and routines that will be in place and then answer any questions that they may have. So things are going well. We do have a meeting this afternoon, all of the principals and the administration, to review the week, reflect. For the most part, what I've heard is all good things. With any plan, when you implement it, you'll learn right away what needs to be tweaked. And so I know our principals and staff are working on that. So, for example, maybe you need to tweak your plans for how students enter and exit the building or your structures for food service, those things. So people are working to refine their school-level plans just based on what they've learned this week.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, but do you have any sense of when those schools that closed down to students might open up again? And specifically, I'm wondering if there's any kind of blanket policy on what criteria to reopen, or do you check in with YKHC about each individual site every day or every week?
Great question. So for Bethel schools, we are planning to go to medium level or open to in-person learning for our AB students on September 8th. For our village sites, it's more of an individual basis based on manifestation of cases and working with the local tribal councils or IRAs. We do, at LKSD, we do have a working group that meets routinely with YKHC, with their incident command person for COVID, Brian Lefferts, Dr. Hodges, Dr. Bates, and they have been so incredibly helpful and responsive to us. So while we have regular meetings, we also reach out as needed. And again, they just are very responsive to our needs, and we talk things through and kind of determine a direction based on what the case number is and their advice.
Okay, okay. So for the villages, what I'm hearing is that you do keep in contact with YKHC about those cases, but it sounds like the ultimate decision-making is kind of made in partnership with the tribes, in the villages at least.
Right. So, for example, we have sites that, because of cases in the village, want to go to full-time remote until those cases resolve. And we want to be, as a school district, as supportive of that as possible. So on our end, that means going to remote learning. You know, we don't want to close the school, but we can offer remote learning services during that time period, and then, you know, keep our thumb on how things are transpiring, and then move to work to get back to in-person learning.
And for Bethel, you mentioned that and you'd started said from the outset that the plan was to come back to in-person schooling on September, was it 8th?
8th. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. And it sounds like that's still the plan as of now. It does, like the number of cases as it's progressed, it looks like we'll hit that date.
For now, yes. We have a meeting with YKHC on Monday, and I know we'll be reviewing that. But if you look at the trend in Bethel of cases over the last few days, we are trending downward after we had that spike.
I want to take a second to think about the perspective of teachers, especially in those communities that you mentioned where, you know, they recently closed. I'm curious, one, how much notice they get on whether school is going to be remote or in person, and two, it sounds like it's pretty short notice, and I'm wondering how they are they supposed to come up with lesson plans for both options? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, great question. It does require a great level of flexibility and adaptability to change. So, for example, we did have one school that transitioned from planning to open in person this past Monday to shifting to remote one day prior on Sunday over the weekend. So that requires being able to, you know, change your plans. So the challenge isn't in lesson planning per se, Greg. You know, our lesson planning template outlines learning intentions and access criteria, and those will be the same whether content's delivered in person or remotely. The lesson delivery is the change. So more planning would be required for full-time remote because then you're looking at how am I going to provide the content to the students. We know that for full-time remote, some of the strategies we're using is to pre-record lessons, to load content and those pre-recorded lessons onto devices or thumb drives. And then, of course, you always need to plan for the delivery and collection of materials. So when your plan changes the day prior, of course, it's going to require additional work. But that it's not necessarily in the lesson planning. It's in the lesson delivery and getting that content out to kids.
Okay, wow. A logistical challenge, it sounds like.
Yes, for sure. And everybody's been really flexible. You know, I keep telling everyone, we're all learning this together this year. And really, we need everyone to be a partner. And so far, everyone is being flexible and adaptable. And we just can't say how much we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Now, a number of villages have opened with in-person schooling.
Yes.
What can you tell us about how those schools are doing with all the added rules and precautions this year?
Yes. Overall, it's been a really good week. A lot of time has been spent teaching students new expectations, so teaching about masks, social distancing, you know, hand hygiene, what it looks like for an A-B schedule, et cetera. So, you know, a lot of time dedicated to making sure students understand not just how to do those things, but why we're doing those things. As I said before, we're learning as we implement. So, of course, you know, sites are learning what things need to be changed or tweaked, and then they're working to do that. But overall, very positive week.
Mm-hmm. And principals or parents expressed any concerns or challenges with the way in-person schooling is going? I'm curious about, like, have they been able to get mask mandates working for, like, the younger age students?
Yeah, great question, Greg. You know, prior to school opening, we had a handful of questions about masks and, you know, whether we thought students would be able to meet that requirement, especially in the younger grades. And as I said previously, with all these changes and these the mask, social distancing, hand hygiene, there's a large educational piece to that and a component of teaching that's involved. And I think our staff are doing a great job. I haven't heard of any examples of situations this week where students are refusing to wear masks or refusing to social distance. I've heard a lot of stories about how happy students are to be back in school, and I've heard from staff just how nice it is to see students in person again.
That's great. Last week, we talked about one of YKHC's recommendations for a comprehensive, targeted strategy for testing for students and staff, but they especially emphasized it for teachers. And you said last week LKSD was just starting to look into such a program. Do you have an update on that?
Yes. So one of the recommendations, as you stated, that YKHC has made to all of the school districts in their service region is to have a comprehensive targeted testing strategy for staff. So we have had initial conversations with YKHC, and we have compiled data on our end in terms of number of staff by site, and we'll be moving into looking at next steps. So one of the things we talked about with YKHC, of course, from the school district perspective, we would make this available to staff. It would be voluntary testing, and in talking with YKHC, they suggested bi-monthly, and really with the goal to catch those folks who might be positive but asymptomatic. So we are making progress, and maybe I could touch on that again next Friday.
Okay. Just one follow-up question to that. When you say bi-monthly, is that for you're offering it to any teacher that volunteers bi-monthly, or is it targeted to teachers who recently traveled in, like, the past few months, or you know what I mean?
It would be any teacher who wants to be tested, right? Okay. So YKHC, as we work on this plan and share numbers with them, I mean, it would require a lot of pre-planning. We want to make, you know, they would need to make sure that these tests are available in each of our communities. But the idea is to have a rotation where a staff person, if they want to participate, could get tested twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, we'll check in on that later.
Okay.
Moving on, I believe the sports situation is about the same since the last time we spoke. LKSD is participating in sports, at least in the fall. Players are spaced 10 feet apart, wearing face coverings, et cetera. I want to look ahead to winter, though. Do we know if basketball or wrestling would be happening this year?
Not yet at this point, Greg. So the board passed the following back in July to open to low-risk and medium-risk athletic activities, which for now include cross country, volleyball, swim, and fall NYO. And for sites opening, they must follow medium risk practice and event protocols established by ASAA. And then they also need approval by their local ASBs with recommendations for tribal councils. So that's where we currently are. Both the Smart Start plan for the district and student activities remain a discussion item this year on the board agenda. So folks should know that we will be revisiting both things on a regular basis.
Gotcha. Now, recruiting teachers. Now, that's a challenge in normal years.
Yes.
Can you tell us about what staffing levels look like this year with a pandemic?
Sure. Well, currently we have about 15 open positions district-wide, and that is actually a pretty normal number for this time of year. If you look historically at our open positions, I would say over the last 5 years. This year overall, you know, most of our staff who signed contracts in the spring did come back. Where we struggled in recruiting was at times we would have people say, yes, I want to accept the job, and then back out later. So new folks, I would say that's where we struggled the most in getting folks here. It's just some of those new folks who committed and then maybe had second thoughts and decided not to come overall. But we continue to work on staffing every day, and we really are working to fill those 15 positions that remain open.
Okay. And are you hiring, I'm wondering, are you hiring a bunch more substitutes than normal in the case that people get sick or even just need a quarantine?
Great question. Even without a pandemic, we never have enough substitutes. So prior to COVID, this is definitely an area we struggle in. So yes, we are looking for subs, and that is something that we, you know, we do have concern about is, you know, not just if people get sick, but if we have staff travel and then they're going to quarantine, and, you know, we want to make sure we have enough substitutes to fill in during those times. So if anyone is listening and is interested in being a substitute, they can definitely reach out to the district.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. I just want to say I really appreciated the opportunity over the past month to use this platform to provide updates and share information with the public. So thank you.
Yes, thank you for coming and sharing the information. I'm sure parents are very appreciative. You've been listening to LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins talk about what school has looked like to start the year. I'm Greg Kim, your host this morning on Coffee at KYUK. Now back to you, Iris.
Leanna Greg Kim and Kimberly Hankins, have a good morning.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org. Or call 543-3131 today.